Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions about how to safely and properly allocate your investments, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Broadcasting from coast to coast, it's the Financial Safari with your host, Coach Pete Deruta. Coach Pete and his guests are some of the nation's top financial professionals. They make it their mission to guide investors through the treacherous jungle of the financial world, showing them how to grow, keep, and leave their money for their loved ones. Coach Pete is a frequent contributor to Fox Business Network, CNBC, The Wall Street Journal, and many other news outlets. They come to Coach Pete for their answers, and now so can you. So stick around and find out how to make it through the jungle of the financial world on The Financial Safari.
And it is The Financial Safari. I'm Kit Fitzsimmons here with multiple best-selling author, Coach Pete Deruta. Coach, how are you doing today?
I am doing great, Kit. How about you?
I'm doing real well. What we want to look at today to start off with is talking about bucket strategies. Now, we talk about this often, about how you don't want to have all your eggs in one basket. You want to put your money into separate buckets. So I want to talk about what are these buckets that we keep talking about.
Now, keep in mind, there's a double bucket strategy, and I want to talk about the two different sets of buckets. All right, the first set of buckets is where you have your money. You can have it in CDs at a bank. You can have it under your bed. You can have it in a safety deposit box, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, real estate, art, investing in collectible cars, annuities, life insurance, all these different places. And you shouldn't have all your money in one bucket. So you picture a bunch of buckets lined out on your floor, and each one represents some of the assets that you have for saving for retirement or saving for whatever you want to do in life. You know, we talk about retirement planning, but a lot of fun is had before retirement if you put money away in the right ways, and you can touch some of that money before retirement. And I see a lot of people who have their main bucket is their 401k at work, because they've been at that job and they've had the 401k available to them and they put a lot of money in and they made some money, or maybe they haven't, who knows? But it's the giant bucket. It's overflowing. Now, that's not a good situation many times. And the government realizes this too. Matter of fact, they have made some special provisions and offer them to each company who has a 401k. Most companies oblige by this and say, hey, that's a great idea. But the provision is, if you are over 59 and a half in age, the government allows you to roll out tax-free some of the money in your 401k into your own places to put the money, which to me makes a whole lot of sense to diversify and get those buckets more balanced, because you don't want a overflowing 401k bucket if the market goes down 40 or 50 or 60%.
Now, right there, we're talking about being properly diversified.
Yep.
A lot of folks come in and we see that they think that they're properly diversified. They've got a lot of buckets, but they're all mutual funds of the same
ilk. That's right. If you have, and mutual funds are a great place to invest in the market without having to buy individual stocks. That's why mutual funds were formed, because the idea being there were too many stocks out there for the average investor to pick the right one. So somebody had a bright idea. Let's get a bucket and let's put in 30 different stocks. And so someone can buy this bucket with all these stocks in here, right? Without having to, and they do all the research for you. The problem is now there are more mutual funds than there are stocks. So how does the investor pick that? And then ETFs, that's exchange traded funds, sort of like mutual funds, lower expenses in many cases. So that's the first bucketing system, is not having all your money in one bucket and having it diversified correctly and not having too much risk. And as you get closer to retirement, having the safe bucket fill up more, and then the income bucket really fill up, so you get an income for the rest of your life, never having to worry about that bucket going empty. But then the second set of buckets, there's four of them, is the tax bucket system. And we go from taxable accounts. That means you pay tax each and every year on the growth of the money, and you pay tax when you spend the money, that kind of thing.
So that'll be like your paycheck.
Like a money in a CD at a bank.
Okay.
So you're taxed every single year on the interest, right? The good thing about that taxable bucket is that when you take the money out, you're not taxed on the complete amount of it, but any gain you're taxed on it, okay? Then we have tax deferred, which is like an IRA or 401k. You get a reduction of your taxable income by putting the money in, but you have to pay tax on every single penny when you take it out. Tax deferred. The third bucket is very important. It's a tax-free bucket. Now, that's where you put money in and it builds tax-free, you take it out tax-free. Tax-free is a good term, by the way, especially in retirement. I've talked to a lot of retirees who did not realize tax-free existed, so they are that's after they get done cussing and swearing about how much money they're having to pay Uncle Sam every quarter. Tax-free is important. Roth IRA is identified as this. You hear that Roth term. And the Roth has one drawback. When you put money in, you can't write off the money you put in that year from your taxes. But then it builds tax-free. Makes a lot of sense to me. I'm a big believer in the Roth. Then we have tax-free times two bucket, which is life insurance.
Oh.
Okay? Because you can build up a tax-free income in the life insurance product. You can even take out the death benefit. Let's say you get a $500,000 life insurance policy that's building cash also, but you then have a long-term care incident. You can take out some of that $500,000 death benefit to pay for your long-term care.
Oh, so living benefits.
So living benefit is the best invention ever in the insurance industry that no one knows about or doesn't have their information correct on.
I mean, I know that when I'm thinking about life insurance, I'm thinking that it's going to affect my loved ones after I'm gone.
Yep.
But if it can be used before, that's amazing.
That's right. And you can also build a guaranteed lifetime income in some of these life insurance products. And as well, if you pass away too soon, let's say you pass away really soon and you have a $500,000 policy and you've only put in $10,000 of payments, well, now guess what your spouse and your next of kin gets? $500,000 tax-free.
Oh, nice.
So tax-free is good as well as accelerating the benefit even if you haven't put the money in. That's what life insurance does too. So understanding the two sets of buckets, vitally important. I know that many people don't understand that, or they have all their eggs in one basket or one bucket, and there are ways to correct that. The worst thing you could do is to ignore this and not have it set up correctly. I don't care if you say, well, I'm too old to rearrange. No, you're not. Matter of fact, as you get older, you really need to make sure you're in the right place. But as you're younger, the best time to set up the proper system is now and then have that yearly consultation to make sure the buckets are in the right position and have the right fill to them. So again, 800-604-1099 is the number to call if you want to meet with your very own financial coach locally right in your area, and they'll go through the two different bucketing strategies with you and show you what it could mean as far as a positive influence on your financial life. Again, that's 800-604-1099.
And we're here every single week making sure that your buckets get as full as possible in the best combination possible. You're listening to The Financial Safari. Do you believe that there will be another financial catastrophe like the one in 2007 and 2008? If so, do you want the same thing to happen this time as happened last time? What will you do to make sure what happened last time does not happen again? Take the first step to protecting your money and visit Coach Pete's new site, safemoneyradar.com. That's www.safemoneyradar.com. Cruise into retirement.
This is Jason Wojo with your real estate investing power tip of the week. This week we're going to talk about flipping houses, the hot sensation that is sweeping the nation as evidenced by TV show after TV show on the HGTV network, as well as DIY and all the others. Flipping is hot for good reason. People can make a lot of money if you do it correctly. Now, let's be more specific here. Flipping is a referral to two different kinds of specific real estate investing. Number one is wholesaling. Number two is rehabbing. Wholesaling is when you simply get a property under contract and then give that to another end buyer. Think of like a wholesaler, just like someone that wholesales items to Walmart. Rehabbing, as you know, is simply renovating a house and then reselling it. Two different strategies. The determining factor in whether or not you choose wholesaling or rehabbing is, number one, how able are you to get financed? This is a big deal. Rehabbing takes much more money than wholesaling. Number two, how quickly do you want that paycheck? Wholesaling can be done very quickly. You can do several deals a month without difficulty. Rehabbing takes a lot longer. The average rehab project by the time you take a property down until you close on it and get paid is typically 4 to 6 months. You also need to consider your skills and expertise. Which would you be better at, or which do you already have experience in? Also, let's consider what you enjoy more. Wholesaling is about a lot of networking and a lot of making connections, about finding properties, about marketing, about finding buyers. Rehabbing is designing houses, fixing houses, making something ugly nice. And the last thing to consider is, would you rather have a fast nickel or a slow dime? What I mean by that is wholesale profits are typically much smaller than rehabbing profits, but they're a lot more frequent. Whatever situation you're in in terms of cash flow needs will also influence whether you choose wholesaling or rehabbing. So there you have it, wholesaling, rehabbing, flipping, all great ways to make money in real estate investing. Decide which one you like and go with that. This has been your real estate investing power tip of the week, because power equals profits.
It's time for a financial definition. Google slapped refers to when you Google a financial term only to get thousands of results, which are, of course, overwhelming and possibly not even correct in the first place. So don't get Google slapped. Talk to a professional instead.